Thank you for standing by. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Ms. Glenda Cummings.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Guess no matter where you are in the world, this is as important to all of our salespeople. I'm going to set some groundwork here on the presentation. This is not a technical presentation. If you need technical presentation or technical information, just send me an email. We did the technical training yesterday, the Go training yesterday. If you were unable to attend, it was recorded, and you'll be able to listen to it in about a week or so. But contact me. My email address is right here on the front screen here at glenda@us.ibm.com. So remember, this is not a technical presentation. So with that, if we go to slide number 2, you see our trademarks and disclaimers. We have to put this in. We do reference other products in here that are not IBM products. So let's go to slide number 3, and let's talk about some of the specifics that you need to know. The announcement went out today for Z-Secure 1.11. The G8, or the first orderable time, will be November the 6th, and it can be ordered through Shop Z-Series. Now, I'm going to do just a quick overview because I know there may be some generalists on here that are not that familiar with Z-Secure. But the IBM Z-Secure Suite version 1.11 for ZOS consists of multiple individual components that are bought and installed separately. And they're designed to help administer mainframe RECF, monitor for threats, assist in compliance monitoring and auditing, audit usage and configurations, and audit configurations, and enforcing policy compliance. The products are kind of broken up into two categories, and that's the administrative side and the audit compliance and risk mitigation side. In the administrative side, we've got the Tivoli Z-Secure Admin, Visual, and CICS Toolkit. And those provide the administrative provisioning and management components that can significantly reduce administration time and effort and cost. By contributing to improved productivity. You can get faster response to the users, faster response for inquiries about who has what, where, and also can reduce the training time that's needed nowadays for new administrators, and also the implementation of a concept called decentralized security administration. Now, the other side would be the compliance side, and those products include Z-Secure Audit Alert Command Verifier, which provides audit and monitoring and compliance management components. Now, these offerings really do help ease the burden of compliance audits and can improve security and incident handling and increase overall operational effectiveness. Now, the new release of Z-Secure, as I said, is being announced today and is orderable through Shop Z-Series on Friday, November the 6th. And I know from some queries from a couple of field people is that we have a few customers who have already asked when they can get a hold of the new release. So that's a good sign that it is a valued release and something that customers are wanting. Let's go to slide number 4. The PID numbers for Z-Secure 1.11 haven't changed. The only thing that's different is there is a new code for the new event source for CICS. But as you can see, the PID numbers didn't change for the products. And the pricing hasn't changed for this version either. It's still value unit pricing, and it is still in workload pricer. Just for those who are wondering, there is no LPAR pricing, but we do offer sub-capacity pricing. And if you need any details on the pricing, you can refer to the internal letter for IPLA software and the Z-Secure RFA for any questions on pricing that you may have. Or you can contact me directly or contact your local pricing person if you have any questions on pricing or need any assistance on the pricing capabilities. Let's go to slide number, the next slide, number five. And let's talk about some of the supported platforms. As you know, there is a new release of Z-Secure every time there is a new release of the ZOS and RACS. We keep those in sync with each other, usually about 45 days or less from the time of the GA of ZOS and RACS and then the new release of 1.11. We haven't found this to be an issue in holding off on doing the release a little bit. And in fact, it's probably saved our customers some from having any issues that they may have with putting in the new release of the operating system. However, if we do have a customer that, as we have in the past, who wants to put in the new release of ZOS before we come out with a new release of, say, for like 1.11, then we do offer them the product on a one-by-one basis so that they can go ahead and implement it if they want. It also runs on some older ZOS versions of the operating system, such as we formally support ZOS 1.4 and newer. And the visual server requires 1.6 or newer. For CICS, it's from 2.1 through 4.1. For our options that we have for CA Top Secret and CA ACF2, it is release 8 through 12. And for DB2, it's up to release 9.1. Visual has been tested on Windows XP, ST2, ST3, as well as Vista. So I know there may be questions about there when we're going to support Windows 1.7. If you get that question, please let me know, and we'll address it for you. Let's go to the next slide, and let's talk about some of the new features and some of the new functions. If somebody else is out there, could you go on mute because there's some rattling going on, please? Okay, Z-Secure 1.11, some of the new functions and features. And remember, this is not a technical presentation. But what we wanted to do was highlight some of the key things that customers have been asking for, customers are excited about, and so that you know that you can address them. For identity propagation, which is something that was new that was introduced in ZOS 1.11 and supported by RACF, which is what we call the IDID mapping or identity propagation. With Z-Secure, we'd be able to do administration and auditing against the IDID mapping profiles, and we added the new fields, and this provides a lot of ease of use for this capability, this new capability within ZOS and within RACF. Also, scope reporting, access and privileges over the mapping profiles, we can protect them. Audit concerns have been added for the IDID mapping. We do the SMF records that show the distributed ID, username, and registry so that we can do audit reporting on them. And the whole thing around the IDID mapping is so that customers don't lose who it is that's coming in that's using resources in their organization. It also means that they don't have to have global IDs that they can map those to. A couple of other things for the ZOS version 1.11 is the load module signature verification, and we're providing support for that. And we needed to provide support for that because it's a requirement within PCI DSS. And we also added from ZOS 111 format, and we format and analyze the live communication server DCP/IP stack information, and we can do the auditing and we can do the reporting and alerting on changes to that stack configuration. Let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 7. Let's look at some of the. Now, this particular feature is one of the ones that has been in demand by a lot of RACF users over the years, and they've always wanted us to do something within zSecure Admin. Now, this is a function of zSecure Admin. It is not a product that is sold separately. The competitor that we have for this particular function is a product by Computer Associates, or CA, called CA RACF Database Cleanup. However, a customer has to actually purchase that product. And with us, if they have admin or they purchase admin, then the RACF Database Cleanup functionality is part of the product. The functionality addresses the problem of obsolete authorizations, which is an administrative issue that is increasingly unacceptable from a compliance and governance and risk perspective. For example, removing authorizations that have not been used, say, for a year. This pertains to unused permits, user and group authorizations, as well as unused connects, such as group membership. Now, at the same time, if the authorizations are obsolete, it is likely that the corresponding resources are equally obsolete and should also be cleaned up. Obsolete resources on the system represent clearly a security risk because they could be reused for another purpose, and inappropriate access could be granted by the virtue of the obsolete authorizations lingering in the security database. Now, removal of the unused profiles is also possible with the RACF Database Cleanup tool, but requires a manual review step since that exists reasons. There may be reasons that exist that particular profile may need to be in existence, and we wouldn't know that. We can't, you know, judge someone's policies and stuff. So the RACF Database Cleanup can be used to reduce the overhead of the processing around yearly authorization reviews demanded by some of the regulations. And this function clearly will assist in increasing the integrity of security in your customers' environments. Let's go to the next slide, and let's talk about a few of the others. Integration with CICS to deal with multiple events and contained in a single CICS using SMS record 110. Plus, we also added some new CICS event information that we are providing to Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager. Now, extending the monitoring of the status changes for ZOS and RACF, for example, zSecure Admin and zSecure Audit have been extended with efficient capabilities to compare security settings and security databases besides providing core functionality for comparison involving any type of any record type. Now, the product features default comparison settings aimed at comparing the production settings of different systems or current or old snapshots of the same system or security database. zSecure Admin and zSecure Auth contain built-in knowledge base that's used to, if possible, tell whether a change is more secure or would hence still be compliant, or less secure or hence might or no longer be compliant. Now, zSecure Alert was enhanced also with extended monitoring, the capability to send alerts based on the observation that a security change has taken place And note that this is independent of whether an audit trail is active or not, and pertains to many means or utilities used to change the settings. Several security alerts have also been added to Z-Secure alerts, such as an alert to note that an APF data set are added by any means, including methods or utilities that do not provide an audit trail. Now, other standard alerts added for SCC, or the supervisor call, being added to the system, and changes to the RACF class protection set, even if this was not done through a standard RACF set or ops command. Now, let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 9, and let's look at a couple of general things that were added to Z-Secure, such as format administrative commands from OmegaMon SMF records to assist in meeting some regulatory compliance so that audits can be done on those administrative commands that are done through OmegaMon itself, as well as auditing on the new dynamic variances that are part of DFSMS or what's known as IBM Data Facility Storage Management Subsystem, also known as DFSMS. So those are a couple of the extensions that we've done and integration that we've done with the SMS record from different products or different functions within IBM. Let's see. Let's go to the next slide. That would be slide number 10. And one of the things about this one is that and on the PDS and PDSE for a member-level SMF, this has never been able to be done before because the SMF records were not being cut. To be able to provide an audit trail on showing who changed what. A new SMF record was created in version 1.11 so that we could take Z-Secure and that we could have an audit trail that shows who changed what member inside a data set or inside a PDS, instead of just who changed the data set. In other words, we've added some granularity for auditing. Before, you could see that someone changed the data set, but you couldn't actually see which member. Now we can do audit and audit trail providing for member-level changes. Now, support member-level audit information automatically stored in the PDSE data sets, like who last stored the member and when. And note that this data is more trustworthy than just ISPF stats that can easily be changed or even faked. Also, we've provided some, on a different subject, we've provided some audit and alert for Internet protocol configuration information so that we know when that we can take a baseline, so we know when that's changed and what it's changed to, and also provide an alert on that change. Let's go to slide 11. Integrate with security-specific events for IBM's TKLM, or it's IBM Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, such as a user ID that was used for authentication and authorization with TKLM. Also, report on IBM WebSphere application server V7 security events, such as what access was allowed, what access was intended for a resource, providing the resource name and other access information, date, time, information along those lines. Also, let's see, one of the other things that we provided was the integrate with security-specific events for OAM, or Object Access Method, and providing auditing and alerting reporting for those security events as well. Let's go to the next slide. Now, there were many enhancements that were added for Carla to provide ease of use and to provide some extended capabilities. We also provided some enhancements were made to the UI, to the user interface, to support multiple permits and connects, as well as enhancements to the UI for simplifying reporting and administrative tasks. In other words, you can go to the GUI, to the UI screen, and you can to the user interface screen, and you can do a drop down, and you'll see those new things that I've just talked about for like OmegaMon and things along the OAM and things like that, so that you can click on that and use that to provide ease of use. Now for ACF2, we exported some of the new functionality for ACF2. And remember, the two products that we have for ACF2 is the Z-Secure Audit and the Z-Secure Alert. So we've exported some of the functionality that they came out with CAACF2, such as support for passphrases, support for restricted access user IDs, and new fields for that are available, as well as new SMS fields and events that they are now cutting with CAACF2. One of the big ones that we added was record changes to the LID or to something to a GSO, which is the general security options, sort of like our SETROPS in RACF. So let's go to the next slide. Oh, on the other one I mentioned about DBCS, or double byte character functions, this is for Japan. We had a request because of JSOX that we needed to support double byte characters so that the tool could be used by the Japanese. One of the main features is the translation of all the audit reports that contain audit concerns, and then we did a number of other double byte character set type of improvements for like a word wrap, and also there's no mix of English and Japanese in the panel. Sorry about that. Also being able to have a reliable switch between single byte character and double byte character. Now, let's go to slide number 14. Now, some of the customer pain points that are out there is the growing complexity of, and these are some of the guidelines that we actually went through for what we wanted to put out in version 1.11. The growing complexity of the IT environments and the raising cost of managing IT, and the increasing number of compliance initiatives and requirements. Another one of the pain points is being able to manage the security risk and addressing compliance requirements that seem to be, you know, coming down daily to be answered, and reports have to be written and research has to be done. And supporting also a customer's core business, all with limited resources. Also the difficulty to demonstrating compliance and reporting to auditors and management on a regular basis has been one of the key pain points. Human limitations and their inability or the cost to provide round-the-clock coverage, error-free, consistent audit and reporting, as well as a reduction in skills, leading also to a higher rate of errors along with policy and compliance failures. And one of the last ones of the pain points is level of effort and cost associated with reoccurring compliance and reporting and consistent data generation. So some of the benefits that we've got, of course, with the Z-Secure is it provides a user-friendly interface for RACF from the administrative standpoint, with extensive auditing and monitoring capabilities for the enterprise security, and which can result in a more efficient and effective administration and compliance to defined security policies that a customer may have or regulations that a customer has to abide by. It also helps free administrators to actually focus on security. While preventing security breaches is really paramount, and administration are frequently bogged down with the tedious, time-consuming day-to-day tasks that divert their attention from researching security issues. The zSecure Suite offers a range designed to help reduce administration time and enable valuable mainframe resources to focus on improving security and the quality of security. Such as in the administration area, it's effective, RACF administration, and being able to provide that type of administration for RACF and for the users. And these are the things, as well as the customer pain points or the reasons for our design of zSecure 111, and will also be used in increasing for the design of 112 and continuing on. Let's go to slide number 16. The most comprehensive integrity audit and reporting tool available is what we provide, and we do it for ZOS and RACF and ACF2 and Top Secret and Unix and CICS and DV2, monitoring and reporting and auditing. We provide a wide variety of canned audit reports and the capability to create specialized reports. The ability to capture and provide more comprehensive historical reporting that's required for compliance so that we can have that repeatable, sustainable type of reporting capabilities. And then, of course, there's the auditing requirements assistance that's needed for PCI and SOX and JSOX and FISMA, and the list just really goes on and on. Compliance requirements become more increasingly focused in the area of mainframe security, and removing and showing proof of deleting obsolete authority is key to satisfying requirements. And finally, this area of support addresses those regulations that I talked about. Proactive protection, including the ability to stop an attack to RACF before it happens. Reduction of some of the other value points is a reduction of security administration complexity of tasks by providing simple one-step actions that can be performed without extensive knowledge or of RACF and some minimal training. Some of the other key points is the ability to identify the obsolescence so that it does reduce the complexity of doing audit reporting, as well as extended and independent monitoring to track and assess the consistency of security changes to ZOS across the ZOS system and the compliance of those changes in comparison to best practices knowledge base. We also will continue with our integration with Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager, as we have with this release, version 111, with the CICS event source. Let's go to the next slide. Now, what I've provided for you here, too, is kind of like bringing it all together. The Tivoli zSecure Suite is a valuable part of managing mainframe security as a process that helps meet the needs of the auditors and the business itself. And a lot of the changes that we provided in version 111 had that entire goal in mind. And the 111 offerings are a result of a long-time commitment to the mainframe and enabling to improve and simplify mainframe security audit and administration. As you could see from some of the 111 changes that we made, is to continue providing the monitoring and auditing and reporting and increasing that through our 111 changes that we made. And with user security and information, easing the administrative task with 111 by the changes that we made in the user interface and the changes that we made in administration for supporting the new things and the new capabilities within RACF and with ZOS. Let's go to the next slide, which I think is 17. Let's see. Hold on just a second. My computer froze. Okay, by expanding the capabilities that we did in ZSecure 111 to not just RACF, each of the functions within ZSecure delivers some distinct values that can help reduce the costs and improve the ROI while managing the risk and improving service on the mainframe, such as achieving savings with simplified security administration. One of the things that like visual and admin provide the capability of is being able to introduce that decentralized security administration. Also, with a lot of the changes that we did for ZSecure 111 in the administration function and being able to allow customers to easily take advantage of some of the RACF changes and some of the ZOS changes that were made that I talked about a little bit before. It definitely gives them a way to achieve savings, but yet implement some of those new capabilities on a lot faster and easier scale. Reducing the cost of errors and security risks, the changes we made with audit and alert and being able to simplify the audits and being able to track things that are going on, such as things with OAM and DFSMS and OmegaMon. Also, in reducing the administrative overhead, which is very important because we can also, with the new auditing capabilities and reporting capabilities within the new version of ZSecure, it provides the comprehensive auditing that can detect and report security events and exposures a lot easier. It also works by analyzing the SMF logs and there's many SMF records that we are now using and expanding out to in ZSecure 111 for that support. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, I kind of covered generally, as I said, what 111 brings to the table and some of the ROI that it produces. And remember some of the key things that we've added to it, such as the RACF database cleanup for definitely compliance as well as the fact of increasing the integrity of an organization's security. And then, of course, the extended monitoring capability, which does increase the usage of SMF records so that you can run audit reports and people can have a bigger view of what security is in their environment. If you go to slide 18, I'm often asked about competitive information and where can I get competitive information. For those of you that don't know, there's a Tivoli Competitive Action Group, and they have a wiki out there, and I've provided you a link with the wiki. You can go out and request competitive information. And it just so happens that the contact also has changed from the time that I did this presentation. And so you would be contacting Barbara Senrud, and we'll update this presentation, and hopefully we can get it posted again with that new name in it. But if you go out to the Competitive Action Wiki and you complete a request, it will go to the proper people to get to Barbara to get competitive information. You can also query the Competitive Action Wiki yourself, and there's a lot of information out there, several pieces of information out there on competitive against CA and Vanguard and Beta, as well as there are some trifolds for competitive information that you can use. Let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 19. This is a new services offering from our IBM Lab Services group. They announced this back in I think it was July, but I wanted to make sure that all of our salespeople and everybody knew that this existed. It does the secure component installation and basic customization services. And of course, the target market is someone who has RACF, ACF2, or top secret, and also ZVM, RACF for ZVM, because we do have a Z-Secure product for RACF ZVM. Some of the key questions that you could ask your customer, and this is from them, from the lab services, you know, is does the client need help in getting the most from Z-Secure? Do they have a need to meet regulatory standards? You know, does the client have any way of tracking compliance with the regulatory requirements? So these are some of the things that you can ask your customers when you go out. Sometimes it's as simple that that we've had a customer who really, really, really wanted one of the Z-Secure or several of the Z-Secure products, but they just didn't see how they could get it implemented. They didn't have time to do the implementation. Remember, the install of the products is quite simple. It's the implementation portion and the usage portion and possibly customizing the screens for what would be valuable to a customer. And that's some of the reasons for the global services capabilities. I put a website on here for you to go in. You could go out and look at those services. And see what's available, see the process on getting, like Rob Wise, engaged in some service capabilities that you may have or that you may need. Let's go to the next slide. Now, I don't know if you guys know about some of these resources or not. Enhance the security of the IBM System Z and the Tivoli Security Solutions. These first two are definitely things that you can print out or the link you can send to your customer. Hello? That you can send to your customers, as well as visit the two web pages that are there. And also be sure and point them to the Red Book on using Z-Secure auditing, some of the practices that are there, and there's a news article as well. Remember I talked about how we're looking at a lot of the SMF records. I know this is a little bit technical, but these are some of the SMF records that we enhanced in using in the system for Z-Secure. Now, the next two are a couple of slides that you could use if you're talking to someone about Z-Secure 111, some of the new functions, the summary that's there. And then let's go to the next slide. And if you have any questions, I've put some contact information in here for you. For product management, of course, you would get a hold of me. For marketing information, or if we have something in marketing, or if we have a marketing piece that you may be looking for, then you would contact Ann Lesher, and her contact information is there as well. Competitive information, change that to Barbara Senrud instead of Ken Baldwin. For lab services, for the services that I talked about, you can contact Rob Wise, and he can help you with the services offerings. So we've got about 15 minutes left for questions, so I'm going to turn it back over to the operator.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, press star 1. One moment, please.
While we're waiting for the question, an operator interrupt me if someone comes on. But the web pages are going to be updated very soon, as well as the new data sheets very soon. So you'll have fresh information. The sales kit, we have the presentations ready to give to Mike Campbell so that he can update it. And Lesher, are you on the line?
I'm on.
Is there anything that you would like to add?
So we do have a new white paper that discusses reducing costs, return on investment using Z-Secure along with Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager. It just was published last month. realizing mainframe value with something, something. But if anyone needs that, just send a note to Lesher, and I'll send you the links. It's available on the Service Management Resource Center and also off the Z-Secure web pages.
Perfect. Operator, do we have any questions?
I have no questions in queue.
Ooh, good. All right. Well, then I guess we will end this if no one has any other questions then. Thank you, everybody. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This concludes today's conference.
Are they off?
I'm still on.